Welcome to Will It Game, the tiny podcast that is part of the One Board Podcast. In this show, we pitch two games that you, the listener, get to vote on. At the end of the show, we'll tell you to go to our Facebook page and vote for the game idea that you like the most. Today, Rick, you're joining me today, and we're going to be pitching some ideas, but we have a twist in today's show. We have a guest host that is a judge. Alan Girding. There we go. Alan Girding of Tuesday Night Games. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. I can't wait to judge you horribly.
Judge us with the most judgy of eyes, sir.
Yes. My parents have been very
We'll be able to see your eyes on the podcast.
Yeah. No, but they're intense. I'm really looking at the sound waves I'm producing on Audacity.
Nice. So, Alan, just how the show goes, Rick is going to pitch an idea, a game idea, and I'm going to pitch a game idea. And at the end of the episode, you're going to basically go through and say, you know what? This is the one that I would actually pick up. This is the one I would throw on Kickstarter. Okay? Because you are a publisher. Why don't you tell the listeners about a little bit of what you do in publishing world?
I co-run Tuesday Night Games, that's knight spelled with a K, as in I'm a knight in shining armor, with my biz partner Sean McCoy. We make games of our own, but we also publish other designers' games. We usually publish theirs before our own, because our games aren't going anywhere. But we've made Two Rooms and a Boom, Anthony Birch's World Championship Russian Roulette, and Matt Fantastic, That's Not Lemonade. And we have plenty more down in the pipeline. And our games, the general theme, besides fun, that's stupid to say, because who makes a game like, our games aren't fun. That's our...
I want to make you sad.
Yes. This is our games are pretty easy entry, easy exit, but realistically, we just want to make games that we really want to play with other people. So it's a very selfish endeavor. It's really a hobby, really, is what it comes down to. So,
and Alan, in honor of the kind of games that you guys generally put out, we are putting out party game ideas
right.
this week. So specifically trying to reach out to people. So, and also, please feel free at the end of these pitches or during them to mock or suggest as much as you want.
Oh, really? Yes. I can totally interact with you as you're doing them?
Oh, most certainly.
Yes. And also, we're not going to blame you if you take one of these wonderful ideas and just publish it.
Yeah, you know? Totally understandable. Yeah.
Here's something a lot of people don't even realize about me, I don't think, is that I actually make, my specialty is large player count social games. And most of these games, you can't really publish because people don't have game nights with 200 people or 50 people. But instead, I get hired to go to these different events and run these games or make these games.
That's cool.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, when we talk party, size doesn't matter. Just
there you go.
Nice.
Laying crates for you. A little bit of a drizzle for you guys to follow me into the realm of party games. All right.
Well, I will start us off with my idea, and I kind of got some inspiration from That's Not Lemonade with Who Cut the Cheese? So, Who Cut the Cheese is a party deduction game, and it kind of plays throughout the game night. At the beginning of the evening, you've got a deck of cards, and everyone's going to shuffle them together, and there's one Cut the Cheese card. I don't know how we're going to represent that. Probably cheese with some squiggly lines the way it should be done.
Is there actual farting in this game?
I mean, it is. I think that's a variant on the game, most certainly. Because what happens is the person that gets that card is going to take a stack of cards that have cheese on them, and throughout the evening, they have to try to put those cheese cards down, either like within, not hiding it, kind of being able to be seen, but kind of sneakily put it on the floor, put it up on the counter, put it somewhere where people can find it, and then everybody else is trying to figure out, who is it that keeps cutting this cheese all over the place? And so people can accuse other folks, and if they get two other players to join in with them on that accusation, they can call somebody out. And if they cut the cheese, game's over, and they have to see how many cheese cards were they able to successfully lay. But if they were wrong, those people are out, and the cheese cutter keeps going until they can get rid of as many cards as possible. You lay down 5 cards, you did okay, but you lay down 12 cards, you are a cheese cutting master.
Nice.
My, so that is wow. Cut the cheese.
Should I react now or wait for the other pitch?
I mean, if you can contain your reactions, oh my I guess. Goodness. I don't know. I know how amazing that pitch was.
It's pretty amazing. The coolest thing is that it's basically a structured Easter egg hunt for adults or anyone else, so you don't have to wait for Easter or be religious
That's
in
right.
order to play Who Cut the Cheese. Of course, you're playing to my soft spot with a flatulent type of theme.
Yes.
But where it lacks, in my opinion, is actual flatulence, because if we can get a party game that actually makes it socially acceptable for me to flatulate around others, then we're on to something.
Now,
so
Alan,
it was a little bit of a pump fake.
Now, Alan, I hate suggesting something to my mortal enemy, Rick White, but I would say that these cheese cards should have a scent to them.
Oh,
scented
snap.
Cheese cards.
Scratch and sniff. Yes.
That's right. That's right. Now, I don't think this should tip the scales for you judging this contest, but I just want to throw that out there that I will be a co-producer if you pay me.
My goodness.
So, Ryan, try to beat that is what I would say.
Oh, I got this. Do you know why? Because I have a celebrity on my side.
Oh, of course.
Do you know Bob Vila?
Of course.
Wait,
I know Bob Vila.
I know Bob Vila. In fact, I am just starting to film a YouTube show called This Old Game in homage of Bob Vila's show. Oh, my goodness.
No, Ryan's stalking of you is paying off, and this is not fair.
Listen to me. This is no joke. I wrote this 5 minutes before we got you on. Bob Vila's This Old House, the party game. Everyone is assigned a role in restoring an old house. No one in the party knows the role of the other guests. Okay, so check this out. You have to talk to the party guests about the project you're working on only using the knowledge that you have about your said skill. So you might be a plumber or a roofer, floor restoration, tile layer, something like that, right? Maybe you're a drywall guy, okay?
Yes, I'm with you.
You don't want to give away your role, but you have to find the other players that are on your crew because you want to work with your crew, right? Maybe you've got two other drywall people in your crew. You got to find them before the party ends. After 20 minutes, everyone has to try to pin a role on the other players at the party, and points are awarded for every correct guess. If you found the rest of your crew, you get additional bonus points. Bob Vila's This Old House, the party game.
Oh my goodness. You guys, I didn't know getting into this that these ideas would be legit. I thought this was just going to be some type of comedy riff or listen to this crappy game that I made. Listen to this one. It's even worse. But I can actually visualize both of these games. In fact,
that's what I'm talking about.
Self-promoting, I have a game that I've been developing called Fairy Tale Betrayal, which is very similar in some ways. Not every way, of course not, because that would be too crazy, to This Old House, the game.
Oh, snap.
Interesting.
Now, here's the question I have is the box plaid? Because if the box is not plaid, I'm not in.
No, it's kind of hidden plaid. When you open up the box, the entire inside of the box is plaid.
fabric, like, obviously, right?
What's up with this old house? You open it up and everything's plaid, Bob Vila's face on the inside of the box.
I think then the outside should actually be a beard. So it has the beard,
that's right.
Bob Vila beard, and then when you open it up, it's actual felt plaid.
Yeah, similar to Bob Ross, The Art of Chill, where he's got the fro and all of the world is in his fro. You have the beard, but an old house is inside the beard.
Oh, man. You guys.
This is ridiculous. I do think,
ridiculous?
Were you staring at Bob Ross while you came up with this
Bob
idea?
Ross is over your shoulder,
this is totally, I could see this right next to, yes, on the shelf, yes, right next to Bob Ross.
Target's already asking for a deal.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I think you've got it. So I know these are two fantastic ideas. Oh, first off, Alan, did you have any other feedback for Ryan and his Bob Vila game?
No, I mean, the feedback I would give is more specific to questions of exactly how would the point scoring happen? because if I'm going to judge the difference between Who Cut the Cheese and this old house, the game, I can visualize and conceptualize much easier in Who Cut the Cheese and exactly how the points work. How many cards did you find versus you hid, and were you discovered? In this one, the point system is a little bit more difficult. I can see name your crew members, get points for that.
Yeah. So getting your crew members, that's a 2-point bonus. Making a guess is going to cost you, because if you make an incorrect guess, that's a -2. You make a correct guess, it's a +1. Okay.
Ooh, that's you've a lot got of a points
situation,
losing.
Yeah, you've got a situation where you don't want to just throw out all, it's not like, oh, Rick's the roofer. Oh, I don't know, because you're -2 in the hole. You don't want to lose that bad.
Yeah. I like the idea of being able to go in the house that you're in and just wander around.
That is awesome.
And being able to be like, and like the roofer going outside and being like, like, look at the beams on this. I also look love the idea of the completely made up garbage that people are going to give that have no idea how to build houses. Yes.
I want to interact with the plumber in quotes. That's like, looks like you need an elbow pipe there. a pretty big elbow pipe.
A big old elbow pipe.
So here's my last concern, and Ryan, and this is because I'm visualizing this game more and more. Is it going to be too obvious? The moment I say, yeah, your shingles could be replaced, and I'm not sure about how much rain that...
That's why you have to be very cautious. Maybe you're just talking about the structure of the house, and somebody's like, oh, this person's obviously a framer. But you're kind of feeling it out, and so kind of like deducing whether or not, like as you guys are talking, it's like, is this guy a framer? I don't know. Oh, no, I think he might be a roofer. He's talking about height.
So maybe a little bit like Decrypto, where you have to give good enough clues for your partners to find you, but you can't be so obvious that everybody else figures out who you are.
The people who are obvious,
they're
not going to make it.
Nice.
They're not going to make it.
Yeah, I like
they can't do it.
Everybody loves a slightly suspicious roofer when they were getting somebody to work on their house. I don't want them to be too upfront with me.
I only hire the shadiest roofers.
Ryan, you make me feel less original because of the similarities it has with Fairy Tale Betrayal. So
I'm not joking.
My goodness,
I'm not joking.
Are we in the decision round?
I made this crap up 5 minutes before. We called you. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
And now I kind of feel bad.
Yeah,
also, I feel like I can
down.
Be rich.
Jeez.
So, Alan, if you're going to make a judgment, how are you calling it?
Man, well, if I'm actually thinking of me bringing one of these ideas to my business partner, Sean McCoy, and saying, hey, we should play test this, test it out. This might be the next game for Tuesday Night Games. And I had to choose one. I can't just say neither. And I can't choose both.
Yeah.
Which one would I choose? My goodness. Mm. I'm going to tell you specifically which one I'm going to choose. And I'll explain why. Because of That's Not Lemonade, I'm going to tell you a quick story, and I'm going to make it real quick. We released World Championship Russian Roulette, and it involves handguns. And that upsets some people, and we can totally understand why with what's going on in our nation nowadays, etc. So we decided, you know what? We have to lay off the more mature themes, and let's go to ones that people would not only not be ashamed of to play with their kids, but their kids would want to get in on. Not necessarily make games for kids, but a game that kids say, oh my goodness, that sounds amazing. I want in. Mom, Dad, buy that. So we're trying to widen our demographic net. And that is the reason that I decided to go with the game Who Cut the Cheese?
Oh, snap.
Nice.
You see, I was worried because I know how much children love Bob Vila. I got worried you were going the other direction.
Well, my kids are always like, when I get old enough, I'm going to be like Bob Vila with his sweet, sweet beard and all that plaid.
But
sincerely, all right. Both of these games, not that bad. You guys,
sweet.
Hats off.
We did not that bad.
Not that bad.
Well, Alan, we want to thank you for joining us. Anything you want people to check out that you've got going on?
Please check us out at Gen Con. Check out our website, TuesdayNightGames.com, spelled with a K, and listen to our podcast. We release a new episode every Tuesday, Tuesday Night Podcast. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, and you guys can go out there and vote on our Facebook poll if you agree with Alan or you think we need to bring more beard to the board game world and you want to vote Bob Vila instead. You get to choose, and we'll announce the winner.
That's right.
On
Head
Facebook.
Over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily. You'll see it pinned to the top of our page. You go vote now. Who cut the cheese or Bob Vila's This Old House, the party game?
Awesome. And until next time, we'll see you at the table.
Yay! So much fun.
Punchboard Media.
Where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.